You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My friend is undocumented. What can I do to help? Let's get into it.
Here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Let's rock!
Let's rock indeed! We're going to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my friend is undocumented. What can I do to help? And Glenn, we're going to have a lot of really good expert advice from a guest later on the show, but where would we start with just the emotions of this whole thing if you are the friend who knows someone who's undocumented?
Well, it is kind of emotional when somebody gives you a really, really big, scary problem to try and address. I mean, certainly in our line of work, we work with people coming out of addiction, coming from behind bars and dealing with a lot of big struggles. And for me, I'm used to hearing stuff on a daily basis I have no idea how to fix. But if you're not used to that, those kind of things can not only be overwhelming, they can be kind of scary. Because part of it is, I don't even know what to say. Part of it is, I definitely don't want to give them bad advice and make it worse, for heaven's sake. So you can just sort of feel like, feel at loose ends and kind of freeze up in that moment. And it's important to figure out how to help them move on.
It definitely is. And Jed, I think complicated is probably one of the biggest barriers to this, right? So how do we start to something that is beyond us? We don't have law degrees. We don't know about politics. So how do we get towards something we can do?
That's a great question. We are really proud of you. We're proud of you on three levels. First, we're proud of you for caring about your friend. That's awesome, and we respect that. The second is we're proud of you for saying there's got to be something that I can do to help. I'm almost certainly not the only person that's going to be helping, but there's got to be something I can do to help. That's a great attitude. It's a great view. We're proud of you. And we're proud of you, too, for looking a big, scary problem in the face, and particularly one that doesn't directly affect you. Like, if you think, somebody else's grandma is sick, you can feel sorry for your friend because their grandma's sick, but it doesn't directly affect you. So it'd be easy to be like, well, good luck with that. I'm going to go on with my life. We're proud of you for saying, no, I'm not going to go on with my life. I care about this person. There's got to be something that I can do about that. So I'm going to figure out what that is. That's an awesome heart to have. And that's an awesome perspective to have. We're really proud of you. So here's what we do. Whenever we come up against a big, hairy, scary problem that we don't know how to solve, we don't know where to begin, which happens to us all the time. The thing that you want to do is you want to find an expert. There's no such thing in life as an expert at everything. Those don't exist. But whatever problem you're facing, there is an expert that you can find at that thing. And the good news is that's exactly what we've done for you today. We have found an expert that's going to break this thing down for us.
Indeed, we have. The next three segments on the show are going to be Jed's interview with immigration attorney Patrice Desir, who is the executive director of Public Allies Chicago. If you are someone who knows someone who is undocumented or is undocumented yourself, she's going to give a lot of bare bones practical advice about defining some terms that you may hear, ways to know that the help you're getting is the right help that you need, and lots of other good stuff for facing down this problem. And we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
Welcome back to The Bridge Loud. This is Jed Brewer, and I have with us today on the show a very special guest. Welcome to the show, our friend Patrice Desir. Patrice, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So Patrice is an expert actually in quite a few things. She runs an amazing nonprofit in Chicago called Public Allies. They do great work helping young people begin careers really in the nonprofit world and make the world a better place. It's amazing stuff. But one of the things that Patrice does that has a lot to do with our conversation with our topic today is she has spent years as an attorney helping people figure out immigration, figure out how to go from one country to another country. And she's a great person to talk to because our question today comes in from a listener who says, my friend is an undocumented immigrant and I am concerned about them. What can I do to help? So Patrice, let's start here. What does it mean for someone to be an undocumented immigrant?
So essentially, it means that they don't have any legal status. The word is really about legality. And so the first thing I should say is that the immigration legal system is extremely complicated. It's one of the most complicated areas of law. To be legal, we have this very, again, complicated system where you can go from having some short-term legal status. So that would be like visiting a country on a six-week holiday, to these more permanent forms of legal immigration status. The most common one we would think about is citizenship. There are a lot of different stops along that way. And so when we think about undocumented folks, we think about, like, in terms of that journey, people who are just crossing the border. There are also people, like, along that, from that very temporary to that permanent, who had some legal status at some point. Maybe they came in on a six-week tourist visa, and then if they overstayed that time, they no longer have status. Essentially, you've either never had it, or you've lost it somewhere along that long highway.
Well, it sounds like the first thing that we want to note is that to say that someone is undocumented can really mean a lot of different things.
Yes.
Okay. What are the risks that go along with having an undocumented status as an immigrant?
If you don't have some sort of legal status, it puts you at risk of being removed from the country. We, in normal parlance, we think of that as deportation. There are all sorts of, like, day-to-day risks.
Okay, what would some of those be?
If you don't have status, for example, and you're a victim of a crime, you might be afraid to report that crime.
Right, of course.
So it's kind of like, let's think about employment, right? What's the first thing that people ask you when you go to work?
Sure.
They want to know your immigration status. So the other thing is, the other risk is basically being prevented from living a full and complete life.
On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
Suffering and shame.
And I love that old
Loud. Well, it sounds like what you're saying is that in a sense, to be an undocumented immigrant means, not to wax overly poetic, but almost to have to live a bit in the shadows.
Yes.
To avoid exposure that would result in big picture legal trouble.
Yes.
Well, let's ask this then, because I think that points to really the next big question for us, which is for the friend. So our question asker said, my friend is undocumented. Mm-hmm. For the friend who is undocumented, are there things they can do to come out of the shadows? Are there things that they can do to get into a better place where they have some legal protections?
As you can imagine, when I talked about like how not having this legal status can impact like your day-to-day living, that can create a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety. You may be separated from your family. Mm. Right there, that's a huge stressor. Mm. When you don't have your support system. So there are really high levels of mental health issues around this legal predicament.
Okay.
And so for me, being someone that can empathize with what goes along with all of this stuff is really important. And sometimes when we've had citizenship, we've never had to think about these issues. It can be hard for us to imagine these situations. So empathy is really important. Creating that trust, because again, the trust issues keep coming up with, and you know, being the kind of friend where you can just, you know, be a sounding board for someone and make sure that you're not gossiping about people's situations, you know, make sure that the person can trust you.
Yes.
And then I think in some cases, because of the severity of what I'm talking about, you may have to say, would you want to talk to someone?
Okay.
There's a big push right now around culturally responsive mental health counseling, culturally responsive therapy. And so a lot of times you'll get like resistance based on where people are coming from. We don't do that where I'm coming from. And I'm happy to see this push around culturally responsive mental health care, because you can maybe suggest, you know what, there may be a therapist out there who's been through your situation, who's from your country, who understands what you're dealing with,
mm-hmm.
Who can really, really be helpful, because they're huge mental health, anxiety, depression, and integration, cultural identity concerns that we're dealing with. Now, the easier part is the legal stuff. So the real crucial piece around the legal stuff is that people get responsible and capable counsel.
I see.
So you can imagine, like, given all that I'm saying with the psychosocial stuff, sometimes people get like desperate and they don't go through all the steps. For example, finding out if your attorney is a licensed attorney.
That would be a good question to ask.
There's a huge incidence of unlicensed, yes.
Really?
Unlicensed professionals in the immigration sphere.
I see.
Giving advice, trying to give legal advice to people, but essentially taking advantage because people are in a very vulnerable state.
Okay.
So that's the first thing, is to do your due diligence, do your homework, and support your friend in doing that homework. There are wonderful, reputable organizations that help you do that kind of homework. The American Immigration Lawyers Association, that's the preeminent bar association for immigration lawyers in the country. Like, in order to be a member, they verify your bar admission.
Okay.
So that's a great resource to go to. And they all specialize in immigration law. The ACLU, they were a very strong voice, giving folks information, giving folks access to a 1-800 number where they could get additional resources in their native language sometimes. So those two are ones that, like, I'm comfortable saying and naming out loud as two reputable organizations that are giving credible information. But it's really the biggest issue around the legal stuff is to make sure that the person you're dealing with is reputable.
Yes, I will.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
If you had 30 seconds just to speak directly to the friend who is an undocumented youth, what are the things you would want to say directly to that young person?
I would say hold your head up high. Keep focused on your dreams and your vision. Don't let the legal status defer you from your hopes and dreams. You have a community of people here, from citizens to non-citizens, that believe in you, that believe in your potential, that are fighting for you for political solutions, not only legal, but political solutions. So I would say, like, that's what frustrates me, is that people stopped living, continued living. And when you have a young person, like, come on.
Sure.
You got so much energy. You got so much passion. So I would say to that young person, please keep living. You have a community of people behind you to support you, who believe in you, no matter where you are on that spectrum of legal status.
There you have it. Don't give up. That's the key takeaway. Don't give up on your life. Don't give up on your dreams. We're going to repeat in just a moment the wonderful resources that Patrice gave us for both verifying the status of an immigration attorney and also resources from the ACLU. We'll have those for you in just a minute. Patrice, this is wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Here are those resources for you. First, the American Immigration Lawyers Association. You can go to AILALawyer.com. Again, that's AILALawyer.com, and check the status of any attorney that you or a friend are considering. We have two telephone hotlines for you. If you're in Chicago or the state of Illinois, you can call 855-435-7693. Again, that's 855-435-7693. If you're in the state of Florida, you can call 888-600-5762. Again, that's 888-600-5762. And if you get stuck with anything, you can always reach out to us, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. Again, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Restless world around me, and I'm trying not to lose it all again.